want to be very clear about my top three immediate priorities for the conference. First, we will protect and support our student athletes. Second, we will make decisions to optimize revenue for our member institutions, including renegotiating our media distribution deals. And third, we will do everything we can at the conference level to make our teams more competitive in revenue-generating sports, especially football.
Okay, the number one is something he just has to say. We got to protect our players. Okay, we get that. You have to say that, and you should. I mean, that should be your number one priority. But let's get to what you can really impact, and that's number two and number three.
Yeah.
Number two is renegotiate or continue to negotiate your media platforms and your media contracts. And then number three, which is actually number two, is fix football. I mean, he says optimize our revenue in the revenue-generating sports, in particular football. Essentially, you can just water that all down and say fix football. Because basketball did pretty well for you. In fact, basketball did very well in revenue generating, especially in the NCAA tournament last year.
And future generations.
And future. Mm-hmm. The next 6 years, you'll be enjoying the fruits of that 2 week span. But with that said, fix football. And I think he knows that and he understands that. That had to make you feel good after what we had been talking about.
It does, because he acknowledged it. Right out of the gates, he acknowledged it. If his top three wouldn't have included fix football, I'd have been like, all right, another Larry Scott, another innovative guy, another guy that hasn't really worked in the world of football, another guy that doesn't really understand where it is broken here in the West and in the Pac-12. But a guy that is going to throw bells and whistles out there, guy that's going to put a little bit of lipstick on that pig.
Yeah.
That would have been my thought. But I was so glad to hear him address, we're going to fix football.
There was a Q&A that continued on, and when Lloyd gets that, we'll replay some of that. But essentially, somebody was very direct and said, yeah, okay, so specifically, what are you going to do to fix football? And he addressed a few issues. Number one was work on game times. Number two, evaluate the structure of scheduling, which leads me to believe that 8 teams instead of 9-game conference schedule.
Stop feasting off each other.
Exactly. Address non-conference scheduling. And then he goes, what can we do and he talked about the digital aspect and what they can do digitally to help enhance recruiting for individual schools. Now, I don't know what exactly goes into that, but he says that the conference will do everything it can to assist individual schools in recruiting. I don't know what that entails or if that's just word salad and lipstick, but there does seem to, and he says everything is on the table in terms of scheduling.
Well, I'm not sold out of the gates. The more you learn about this guy, the more you see that he has turned companies into, you know, big time entities. And he's got a successful resume. And that's great. Now I just need to sit back and I just need to see if he can navigate these member universities to improve their football programs.
Yeah.
If he can do that, then he's going to have a better product. I'll also be interested to see what he does with his TV negotiation.
Yeah. That's good.
Is it going to be a 10-year lock? Or does he want to improve things and leave open room for renegotiation?
Well, he started by saying renegotiate. And by the way, he addressed start times for games too, which you got to be careful when you say that, because fans in the Pac-12 hate their start times. They hate 8:30 starts. Utah always seems to be on the brunt end of that. And so they want no more of that. They don't want no more of the late starts. We understand that, look, it's part of the landscape of being out west, as you are going to have some later start times. But I do believe that there are some schools, Utah, that feel like they're taking the more of those than they should. And they don't like it, and nor should they like it. So how can you address start times with your networks?
Isn't that the truth? Because every Utah fan out there is smart enough to know that when it kicks 8:30 here, it's 10:30 back east, and it's late. And the national writers, some of the big names, they've already gone to bed. They're not staying up until 1:30.
Yeah.
They're not going to sit up until 2:30 and write a piece about it. And to bury some of the best games in the Pac-12, it's nauseating.
Yeah.
And also to think that this year, and you and I went through this, Scotty, this year we could see a one-loss Pac-12 team be locked out of the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
It would be really difficult to lock out an undefeated Pac-12 team. Really difficult. But it feels like it's been a while since we've seen an undefeated Pac-12 team, which goes back to you and your comments and the new commissioner's comments about scheduling.
Yeah.
Schedule smarter.
One statement coming in on the Q&A says, we have to get the Pac-12 network distributed on every platform. There you go. That's something people want to hear right now.
Do you think that he has a way to do that?
Well, you can get it. I mean, you can just say, all right, DirecTV, this is what you're offering. And instead of Larry Scott saying, no, we're not taking it, saying, okay, we'll take it. Because some money is better than no money.
So then Dish comes back and says, how much are you paying them? Okay, well, we're going to reduce ours.
So those are the hard questions you got to ask. Are you willing to how much are you willing to lose on other things if you can get on DirecTV? What other kind of streaming options can you get to by taking less with DirecTV and then perhaps to your point, taking less with Comcast and less with Dish Network, but also offering up more streaming opportunities? Can you get on Hulu or Amazon, the Pac-12 network? You know, what kind of opportunities are there?
Because I remember asking Larry Scott personally. I asked him, I said, what is it that's keeping you away from DirecTV? And he said, we do not want to loosen the strings. We don't want to lessen the product. Basically saying, if we take DirecTV's offer, what Dish gave us is what we believe our product is worth. If we take DirecTV's offer, that shows Dish that we don't truly believe in what we sold that product to them for, which then they come back and say, your product's worth what you believe it is. And
yeah, that's like when somebody sells their house for next to nothing in your neighborhood, it kills all of you.
Yeah. And you know, Dish, there was a certain amount of Dish liking having that product to themselves, because there were a lot of people that probably specifically in the West that switched over to Dish. I don't know if it's enough that where Dish is like, hey, this is a fantastic deal for us. Glad DirecTV never jumped in.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they felt some influence by being the sole owner of that network.
And I think perhaps they're looking at, you know, maybe we don't do that. Maybe we'll go with streaming services, because you can tell your DirecTV customers, like, look, if you don't want to go with Dish and you don't want to go to Comcast, it's on Amazon Prime and it's on Hulu and it's on Netflix. I mean, those organizations are just dying to get into the sports streaming business.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm kind of bummed, because I feel like I may have aged out of a lot of this conversation and negotiation. Because still, I mean, even as a guy that, you know, wakes up, I plan my day around BYU and Utah football games for the pre and post. And I watch those games and then I rewatch those games. But I still wake up and I look to see what games are going to be on Channel 2, ESPN. What's the other major? Is it Fox 13?
Yeah, 13. Utah will show up on Fox every now and then.
So, and then I look
at FS1 or CBS Sports Network.
And guess what, man? When you have your product on there and it's distributed through DirecTV and Dish and every other, you know, through the rabbit ears for the people that can't afford it back east or anywhere, you're going to be seen, and that's important to me.
It is, but, you know, in sitting in some of these NBA meetings and stuff like that on distribution, they know that we are aging out of that, and the 20-year-olds, they want to watch a game on their phone.
On their phone. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's why I'm stepping back and saying I'm probably a different breed with this, because, you know, when you and I were going back and talking about, man, how many games could you stream on Facebook? Because there were some Utah State games that were streaming on Facebook. It was like, well, maybe this is a way to address and approach and get your product in front of everybody. In my mind, I'm thinking, I don't want to watch it through Facebook. I want to watch it on my TV, and I want to watch it on Channel 2.
Which you can on your TV, but there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things you have to do to get there.
Right.
Which, by the way, I'm back on that. I was actually surprised on the quality on some of those games.
They were decent.
Pretty good.
Yeah, they were decent. But that's why I'm going to step back and say I don't think I'm in that demo that's like, give me my streaming, and that's how I'll take that. I'm not there.
Yeah. Katie's with us as we're live here at Homie on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. I was trying to transition into there. You sell your house for less, your neighbors hate you.
Yeah.
Because you just wrecked the values in the house or in the neighborhood in the cul-de-sac.
That is true.
You need to get the most for your dollar, and you need to save as much money as you can when you sell your home, and Homie does that for you.
Yeah, for sure. That's actually how I got into real estate. Was I was always looking. I'm like, oh, what house? How much is that house going for? And then I just kind of got addicted to looking at homes on your phone, and I think there's a lot of people that are like that. And so the great thing is we have an app. We have an app that you can download on your phone, and you can search and see, okay, what's my neighbor selling their house for? Maybe it's time for me to sell. Or, ooh, that favorite house that you've always had your eye on, it's finally on the market. Maybe it's time for me to go jump on that and go live my dream.
Because there's a lot of things out there that you can use to search for homes, and it's good to know you can just – that one app, you can search for your homes. You can do everything you need to in your search process right there on that phone.
Yeah, for sure. You know, everybody's looking for different things. Everybody's unique. Everybody wants a different thing. You can't, you know – signal that you want a soft serve machine in your garage like I now have, but you can, you know, put down you want a pool or you know, if you need a two-car garage or how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, and we can definitely make sure, you know, what price range am I looking for. So there's we have an amazing app. Go download it. Utilize that. It's up to date. It's up to date with all the MLS. You're not going to just see Homie listings. You're going to see all the listings in Utah.
Go to homie.com, buy, sell. Whether you want to refinance, whether you want to purchase your home, you need that pre-qualified letter. You can get that here at homieloans.com too.
Yeah, head over to homieloans.com. Our loan officers will reach out to you. We'll get you situated and make sure that you've got all the assets you need to put an offer in on a house.
Because when you go see a home, you got to jump on it fast.
Yep, you do.
Let's go. Homie.com, homieloans.com, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
The Big Show. The Big Show with Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
For KSLSports.com, he's our good friend Ben Anderson. Who's the team to beat in the West?
Jazz. Honestly, I don't think it's all that argumentative at this point. I mean, you've just seen the Clippers be inconsistent. I worry with Phoenix that they're going to run out of gas by the time they get to the playoffs. Plus, they're probably looking at a Lakers first-round matchup, and I think that's really tough. I'm curious how easy the Lakers' path is. Even if they beat Phoenix, they probably have to face the Clippers in the second round. It's just really tough, and so at some point you have to say, what's the probability of just getting to the conference finals? And if the Jazz get to play the Warriors in the first round, and either the Nuggets or the Mavericks in the second round, you probably like the Jazz odds, and then that makes them the favorite.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7, presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust, on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
360!
It's time to spin the wheel and talk some sports. This is another edition of Sports Roulette with Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Olson, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Time for another edition of Sports Roulette, brought to you by Davis Vision Center. Hey, right now you get $1,000 off LASIK. All you have to do is call 801-253-3080. That's 801-253-3080. Ask for Robin. She'll set you up for a free consultation. We'll take a look at those eyes, see if you're a quality candidate for LASIK. And if you are, you, my friend, are getting $1,000 off. But you got to call right now, 801-253-3080. Lloyd, fire up that wheel.
Milwaukee.
You saw that the Milwaukee Bucks have signed Elijah Bryant. Scotty?
Yeah, for the remainder of the season?
Yeah, so pretty cool that former BYU Elijah Bryant, former BYU great Elijah Bryant, getting a shot in the NBA for what looks to be a period of time to show his stuff.
Could be a nice little playoff run.
I hope that Elijah can have an opportunity and show what he's got. I think he was obviously a great college basketball player. And when he was rolling through BYU, Scotty, I know there were multiple times where you and I talked about his NBA potential, talking about he might be an NBA-level guy, he might be an NBA player. All you can hope for when you're an athlete of that caliber is a chance.
Yep, chip in a chair.
That's it. Just give me a chance. Give me one look. And it's what do you do with it? Trent Forrest has had an incredible opportunity with the Utah Jazz. Incredible. Injuries have created a path for him to show his ability. He can't ask for anything else. A good coach, an opportunity, and what do you do with it? And that's all you would hope for if you're Elijah Bryant. And I hope that he's able to show what he's got with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah. So I think that's they're looking for some depth and also an opportunity to get their eyes on a kid that has some opportunities or has some ability, certainly. We all saw it. It'd be fun. I saw Sam Merrill on Twitter. He seems to be fired up about it, bringing another in-state guy to the Milwaukee Bucks that he's got a relationship with. It's always funny how, you see fan bases that absolutely hate each other, but in reality, the players who probably played a lot of AAU against each other, that know each other during summer workouts and things mm-hmm. like that, they're genuinely fans of each other and hope each other do well.
A lot of times you become best friends.
Yeah.
Was able to cross a lot of Utes' paths while I was in professional football, a lot of them. And a few of them are still my best friends today.
Yeah.
And it's quickly cut off. The second you get a paycheck and you're looking to play professional sports, it's like none of that even matters.
I always think it's funny, and actually I'm a little disappointed by it, honestly, when we all get these nasty tweets from people after a BYU-Utah game, and they're like, why are they hugging and smiling after on the field after the game? Well, chances are they went to high school together. Chances are they might be related.
Maybe related.
And they've known each other for a long, long time. And just because you're mad or you're fired up about your win or your loss, it's more to them. There's a lot of relationships involved there.
I'll take that back a little bit because there are some weirdos that will hang on to it. And you're like, grow up.
Oh, really? They get in. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some. And those guys are extremists. They're weirdos. And that's all I'll say about that.
Oh, man, I want you to name names.
Never mind. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I think, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's all I'll say about that.
All right, there
That's
you go.
That's all I need to say about that.
Sports Roulette here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Just a couple more quick thoughts on the commissioner hire in the Pac-12 coming up next, and then you'll hear from Thurl Bailey coming up at 1:05. It's all right here on The Zone Sports Network.
Slow Mo Joe.
The Joe Ingles Show with DJ and PK.
I woke up this morning and had a at-peace moment, and I'm not going to talk to the referees anymore. I'm done.
Yeah, good one, Joe.
I'm focusing on my team. I'm going to help the young guys. I'm going to use the timeout to help Trent or whoever's out there.
I've always felt like you told us as much of the truth as you possibly could. There's some things you're not allowed to say, even if you believe them, and we all get that. But right now, there's no chance.
Yeah, no one's buying it, Joe.
I'm not buying it.
I'm telling you, there's things that need to be said at times, but I'll say it in the right way. Say it with a correct tone, and I'll put my nicest Australian accent on, and we'll keep it moving. Just don't send the voice clip of this to Quinn, because he'll hold me to it as well.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah!
Catch Jazzman Joe Ingles with DJ and PK every Thursday morning on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hands with Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and The Zone Sports Network. We're going to have more of the comments made by the new commissioner of the Pac-12, George Kliavkov. Is that how you say it? Sounds right.
Sounds dead on.
Klyavkov. I think that's it. Klyavkov. Klyavkov.
Scotty. This man made two comments. I'll tease this. This man made two comments that hasn't changed the way I really feel in my heart about the hire, but has pushed me to kind of send out a tweet that says, hey, sorry about my D-jerk. I'm going to sit back and listen. And has opened my ears to think, maybe this guy does get it. Maybe this guy does get it. And we'll play those two comments for you coming up at, what, 1:30?
1:30. We're going to talk to Thurl Bailey coming up next, and we'll get back to this at 1:30. But, yeah, and apparently there was a line at the very end of the press conference, too. That
That's one of them.
Yeah,
that's
that I want to address, because I think that was I think this man knows. Look, I'm not saying he's going to be great, but I think the importance is know where you're deficient and fix it.
Yep.
Don't stick your head in the skies and pretend like everything's fine, or your head in the sand and pretend everything's fine. I don't know if he can fix it, but it does appear like he knows what needs to be fixed.
And these two comments that we're going to play for you at 1:30 are the two things that I am hanging my hat on right now. I don't care about his experience in digital marketing. I don't care about Hulu. I don't give a crap because they don't play a nickel D. They don't run an I form. They don't come off of a heavy set. They don't run a jet. They don't do those things. Hulu is about money, and you do need money, and you need a negotiator. And I'm not saying that it's his job to put in formations, but it's his job to help fix football. And we'll play a couple of those comments that are really giving me some hope.
By the way, if you've been on the – and again, I know people send me nasty tweets about this, but I'm just telling you what can happen when you get the vaccination. The CDC announced today that they are dropping their mask requirements for fully vaccinated people. So if you've been vaccinated, you no longer have to wear a mask indoors, outdoors, in groups of people, large groups of people, small groups of people. They say you should still wear a mask if you're on a plane, in a prison. Okay. I think if you're in a prison, if you're in a prison, your concern should be more than just wearing a mask. In hospitals, I forget the other list, but it's not a large list of where you should still or where you're still advised to wear a mask. But if you've gotten the shot, you're ready to go, and you can do just about anything, and you no longer need to wear a mask. I know Governor Cox said the last week of school, there will be no longer a mask mandate in schools for kids. If you're 12 or older, you are now FDA approved to get the shot. So I think there's going to be, and again, I got to be careful how I say this because they know our affiliation and sometimes we may have access to stuff, but I really think that this announcement today is going to have a huge effect on what arenas are going to look like in the near future and what stadiums are going to look like in the distant future. And when I say distant, like 3 months when football starts.
Yeah, but you don't got to be a sports genius to understand that there's a big event coming up here shortly, and maybe it has influence on that.
I mean, who knows? If the Utah Jazz said, we will have 18,000, I always forget what the new capacity is, but we'll have 18 whatever into our stadium, as long as you got the vaccination, we're going to pack it full.
That would be a pretty large announcement.
Big announcement.
You get some blowback.
Heck, some bar in Salt Lake's getting all kinds of heat because they said you can't come in our bar unless you're fully vaccinated. But if you do come into our bar fully vaccinated, you can don't have to wear a mask. You can cram as many people as you want in here, and let's all have a good time.
Yeah, and they are taking some heat, like you mentioned.
Which is stupid, by the way.
I guess you got to just...
It's a private business.
I know it's a private business. You just got to, I guess, factor that in and say, are we willing to potentially alienate a small group that really won't come back.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a lot of people that say we won't come back.
And then they come back.
But then they will.
Yeah.
But there will be a little portion.
Yeah.
That'll be so stubborn that they won't.
And
you do your homework on
those. Case hurrah.
Yep.
Off you go. Hans and Scotty, this is 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Katie's hanging out with us once again. As you look to buy, sell, whatever you need to do with your home, Homie can help make it happen. And I love the fact that Hans and I have both – Hans saved, what, $9,000?
$9,000.
On your condo that you sold. I did not go – this was, 5 years ago before we had a relationship with Homie, actually almost 6 years ago. And I sold a home, used an agent. He gave me a killer deal at 1%. And I still showed you all of my paperwork.
Right when we started to join forces with Homie.
And so I showed all my closing documents, and I said, this is what I paid. Run it through the Homie system on what I would have saved, and it was about $6,000. And that was, it just made me sick to my stomach, the thought that I could have had $6,000 in my pocket had I just used Homie.
Yeah, it's crazy the amount of money that we can help people save, not only on the selling side, but also on the buy side, too. If you buy a home with Homie, you can buy with us and sell for free, obviously. But also, if you buy a home with Homie and you use Homie loan or use Homie loans, and if you get an insurance quote through Homie Insurance, we'll give you up to $2,500 back. So that's money that you can utilize for furniture, for a move, for cleaning services, for, kind of buffering your down payment, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot that we can help you with. And not only are you saving money with, buying with us, but we're also saving you money on the loan side. We're guaranteeing that low rate, $500 back.
Come on, test them.
Get it.
$500. See if they can get you the lowest rate. If you're out there getting a rate quote right now, check out Homie. And just know that if whatever quote you got, if Homie can't beat it, it's $500.
Yeah. What are you going to lose?
What are you going to lose? You possibly gain $500 if you did find that one lender. By the way, it can't be your uncle that's like, okay. your millionaire uncle that's like, all right, I'll give you 1.1. don't bring your uncle's quote to us. That doesn't count.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's, you drive down and you see rates on billboards and stuff like that. You're like, ooh, but that can get a little hazy from here. Get some actual numbers, get some actual information, and let's see what we can get you at.
Yeah, and Homie was founded with the main mission of making home ownership easy, affordable, and accessible for all. So let us help you achieve what your dream is, and let us make sure that we can get you into the right home.
Go to homie.com if you're looking for a loan, homieloans.com. It's all right there on the website, homie.com. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.